today. And what I'm going to do is not do a Supreme Court report for you, but show you how I think all of this is fitting into the fabric of the law. Let me tell you this. There are so many changes, I'm not going to get through the PowerPoint presentation. If you want the PowerPoint, email me at that address, and I will send it to you. It will deal with every one of the things that we talked about. Here's what I'd say. Maybe the Constitution is no longer a living document, but there's no doubt that the common law is continuing to change, at least according to the Texas Supreme Court. Come on now. Here we go. It's about causation. Causation for the last 5 years has been the Supreme Court's biggest cause. And we finally have causation, especially proximate cause, gelled. What it is proximate cause equals cause in fact plus foreseeability. Pretty easy. Two cases on that, Stanfill versus Neubaum, which you just heard Tracy Christopher talk about. The big case is HMC, though, and you're going to find that every Supreme Court decision since that came out dealing with causation refers back to HMC. Everyone, no exception. And as a result, if you want to read one case that is going to tell you about causation in Texas, a common law doctrine, HMC is going to be it. And again, cause in fact of the harm and the injury was foreseeable are the two factors. What's cause in fact? Cause in fact is pretty easy. It requires the act, omission, or breach to be a substantial factor in bringing about the harm. And folks, here was the problem. Truth of the matter is, a lot of people stopped there. And we even saw jury charges submitting only this element.